Lorraine, my density has brought me to you.
What?
Oh, what I meant to say was...
Wait a minute, don't I know you from somewhere?
Yes, yes, I'm George, George McFly. I'm your density. I mean, your destiny.
And have you ever had a moment in your life where you got tongue-tied and you went to say something romantic to someone and it came out all garbled? Your density, and this was from Back to the Future Part 1, an older movie, really fun. Or maybe you were about to say something to your boss and you slipped and you fumbled and said something really weird. It's really out of context. Or you said something in front of your kids and it's just like too much information, Mom, or you just got really tongue-tied. How do you deal with situations like that? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And if you dig yourself into a hole, or if you are shy, and as you are trying to meet someone new, whether it's a potential romantic partner, or just maybe a new boss, what's going through your mind is not, oh, I wonder if they're interesting. I can't wait to meet them and find out about them. Instead of that going through your mind, you have, oh my God, what if I say something weird? What if I stumble? What if I don't know what to say? I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I'll be able to manage the situation. If your mind is flooded with self-criticism, how are you going to flow? How is the conversation going to flow? You want to learn not to do that to yourself. If you have communication problems, you can always learn skills, you can get practice, and you can give yourself a new lease on life. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to answer your calls and questions. And even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity for you to get some tips that may put you in a different direction or point you in a different direction. See, I got tongue-tied myself. Also, you can go visit my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. I have books I recommend, even one that I've written with Dr. Ed Locke on romance. And I have articles I've written and podcasts you can listen to. Here is a question I received, and this is something that may resonate with you. I think all of us have been through this at one point or another. This is from Kelly. Dear Dr. Kenner, often I get very angry or overwhelmed over small problems and situations. What could this be? So we've all had that moment when we're minding our own business and all of a sudden that car in front of you pulls in when you didn't expect it and you just feel real angry. But the anger isn't proportional to the situation. It isn't just, geez, why'd they do that? You know, I'm so glad I'm safe now. But man, they weren't paying attention. I wonder if they were texting and you're frustrated with them, but it's not quite hitting the road rage point, the breaking point. But what if you do have road rage? What if it's one of those moments when you just say, nobody does that to me? And you're off and you're on a tear. You're giving them the finger. You're honking at them. You're getting in front of them and slamming on your brakes. And, you know, it's a small thing. It isn't the end of the world. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's had their moments of saying, oh, that was the exit I wanted and getting on it. And if you're having explosive anger like that, you want to learn how to introspect. Now, in that moment, you're not going to do therapy work with yourself. You know, your psychological temperature is just way too high to be able to ask some very productive questions. But when you're more relaxed, when you're in a calmer mood, not beating up on yourself, say, where did that come from? And you may discover that you have some images or some memories that come back. Maybe you remember a sibling who was always cutting you off, or somebody who was always putting you down at school, and you realize that the anger is not from some random stranger who cut you off on the road, but the anger is from things such much deeper, a wound that's deep that you will need to deal with because it is going to pop up again in your life. So what are some examples of the times when we feel, I'll talk about the anger first, angry. I mentioned road rage. Maybe you're at a restaurant and the waitress made your meal, it was a little undercooked, and you just go ballistic on her. Why? Ask yourself why. You want to uncover the mystery that is you. You want to follow your internal leads. When have I felt this way before? When have I not felt this way? When have I dealt with this type of situation differently? Then you eventually want to get what's called a sense of proportion, the skill of keeping a sense of perspective and exploring those, what they're called, out-of-context emotions that's way too strong for the situation at hand. Maybe your dog pees on the carpet and it's just a puppy and you lose it and you feel really badly later and you don't know why you get so explosive, or your kids won't get in the car and you need to go and you're screaming at them in a way that is just not good for them. It's not good for you either. Your blood pressure is going up. You need to figure out where that comes from. And there are many books on for cognitive therapy on anger. I'm opening one right now, and it talks about different styles of anger. There are masked anger styles, sneaky anger, paranoid anger, and anger avoidance. You know, people, oh, I'm not angry. I'm not, you know, they're ripping mad. Of course, my voice didn't sound at that time. There are explosive anger styles, that sudden anger, or shame-based anger, or deliberate anger. Another type is the chronic anger. You know, people who are just chronically kind of, you see it in their mouth, you see it in their face, where they're just habitually unhappy people and they're angry at the world. How do you let go of that anger? First, you have to understand it. So one of the books is Letting Go of Anger, but there are many other books. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, and see what I have there. The other question you ask is, what about when you feel overwhelmed when something really small happens? So your coffee is not quite hot enough, and you just feel overwhelmed. Or maybe you didn't water some plants and they need some water and you just feel like, oh my God, you know, I kill everything. Well, there's one of the problems. If you're telling yourself you kill everything, or if when you feel overwhelmed, you're thinking of many other things that are flooding your mind when that small thing happens, like, oh, I forgot to hang up my coat today, and you feel overwhelmed and you realize that your whole house is cluttered. Well, there's your answer. Again, the skill that you want to give yourself is how to introspect, how to look inward and understand yourself. Now, here's a very quick question I received from Joe. It's, hi, I have delusions. Sometimes I deeply believe in, and other times I'm confident enough to consider that these may not be true. One such reoccurring delusion is that some of my family members may be aliens or gods from outer space or cyborgs. I don't even know what a cyborg is. So what do you do if you have these? Cognitive therapy would help you out tremendously because you want to know that your delusion is not 100% true. And you know that because you emailed me. Now, if you're a sci-fi watcher, maybe you need to watch a lot less sci-fi, because if you're believing it, that isn't fair to you. That's not a good outcome. I know people watch a lot of horror movies sometimes and then they wonder why they have nightmares. Well, don't watch the horror movies. So I would definitely get some good cognitive therapy for yourself to help you with the delusions. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Sweet dreams are made of things. Who am I?
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Another way to nourish a relationship is by voluntarily helping with the cooking, dishes, laundry, childcare, shopping, yard work, and repairs. This, of course, makes your partner feel supported and less tired. Again, find out what kind of help is most wanted and appreciated. Another way to nourish your relationship is by touching your partner. Touching is a very important form of communication. It expresses and promotes intimacy. Where does your partner like to be touched? How does your partner like to be touched, such as holding hands, giving back rubs, giving light kisses on the neck, cheek, lips, or hand? These are all ways of making your partner feel loved and visible.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.